Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As we know, there's been widespread confusion and discord around the enforcement of President Trump's executive order banning immigration of refugees and people from seven majority Muslim countries. In the middle of all this are resettlement agencies, scrambling to get as many refugees into the country as possible. WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports on efforts among some agencies and families here in Massachusetts.
Just after 1 a.m. this morning, while chaos and confusion swirled in the political world around them, one family experienced the simple joy of a reunion.
Sí, un poco. No, no, pero no, porque no haya tenido comida. Porque no hay que...
17-year-old Daniel is a refugee from El Salvador. His family says he's fleeing death threats from the violent gangs that wreak havoc over that country. We agreed to use only his middle name because Daniel fears for his safety. His stepfather, Mario Galdamez, hugged Daniel as though he was never going to let him go. Galdamez has temporary protected status. He says having his stepson with him after 16 years is a dream come true.
I'm really happy because now I have all my family. He was the last one. So now we're going to be all the family together. So I don't even know what to say about right now. I mean, I'm kind of really, really emotional.
While Daniel and his stepfather celebrated their reunion, other families are hearing news that their loved ones won't be coming to the U.S.
To be honest, it's heartbreaking.
Courtney White is a community service manager at the International Institute of New England, a resettlement agency that brings refugees to Lowell, Boston, and Manchester, New Hampshire. She helps families from Central America reunite with their loved ones. She says it's been a tough couple of days.
Once I received word that the flights were officially canceled for these other children, I did have the unfortunate task of making those phone calls. And we just don't know when these children will rebook, if they will have to go through the new vetting process. We just don't know how long that will take.
White says that Daniel is one of the last refugees to be resettled in Massachusetts for quite some time. CEO of the International Institute, Jeff Thielman, says the agency has until February 3rd to resettle refugees who were already en route before Trump's executive order.
The State Department's Department of Population, Refugees and Migration issued an order saying that we should still expect refugees this week up until Friday. Then the program shuts down.
The presidential executive order was signed by Trump last Friday. It barred anyone from Iraq, Syria, Iran, Sudan, Libya, Yemen, and Somalia from entering the country. The order also suspended the refugee resettlement program for 120 days and indefinitely banned Syrian refugees from entering the U.S.
I'm establishing new vetting measures to keep radical Islamic terrorists out of the United States of America. We don't want them here. We want to ensure that we are not admitting into our country the very threats our soldiers are fighting overseas.
Ever since Trump's announcement, things have unraveled. White House Chief of Staff Rens Priebus has said the order was not meant to apply to green card holders. However, that was never made clear by the administration when Trump signed the order. Now that several federal courts, including Boston, have issued orders halting Trump's travel ban, it's no surprise that refugee resettlement agencies are dizzied by the pace at which things are changing. Thielman of the International Institute says the resettlement process has been completely upended.
We're grateful to the lawyers in Boston and in Brooklyn and other courts across the country who are fighting this. But, you know, at the moment, our clients who are from those seven Muslim countries are not allowed to travel to the United States. They are not able to get on a plane.
But that flies directly in the face of the Boston federal court order. According to lawyers who argued for the plaintiffs, all lawful immigrants, including all approved refugees from those seven countries on Trump's list, should be admitted for the duration of the temporary order. Simply put, the contrary orders have resulted in chaos. Families in Boston are expecting their loved ones to arrive at Logan, but many lawful immigrants are being told in places like Iran that they're not allowed to travel to the U.S. So in the meantime, many immigrants, refugees, and their families are living in a state of panic. At Accentria Care Alliance, a resettlement agency based in Worcester, employees are doing their best to counsel refugees, but it's difficult to keep up. Accentria's program manager for new Americans, Mohammed Najib, says he wishes he could do more for their clients.
I received calls. I received them. They come in person. They're asking me questions that I really don't have answers to, and I wish I can have answers to them now.
The problem, it seems, is that the answers are changing every day. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.